You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're still waiting to figure out when we're going to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stock. We're also looking for Hugh, who's currently not here.
Yeah.
Oh, pop-up moment? And pop-up Douglas rolls back in. It's still on the 12 o'clock minute. I mean, it's not like you're a full minute
late.
Well,
I'm just saying I had to holler at Moshe.
Yeah, blame Moshe.
Deflecting Douglas.
Yeah,
he's back.
I had to holler at Moshe.
Always blame Moshe.
He is. All right, you know what? We promised some positivity, and then I got caught up in a debate with Aaron.
And negativity.
Yeah, I got
classic.
You changed. You got mad quick.
Aaron has a way of getting that out of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he's so annoying. I didn't yell at Aaron today.
Well, just, not today.
Not today. Shut up, Aaron.
It felt like it was coming. God. You did hit him with the, all right. Then, that's
yeah.
I love the, my God.
I just,
you hit him with that's enough.
Yeah. Shut up, Aaron. My God. That one we're going to get a lot of use out of. All right. A little positivity here. How about Jordan Davis, who played a heck of a game Monday? I actually feel bad for some of these defensive players here. They played their asses off Monday, and
yes,
we haven't talked about them all week. Like, Cooper was really good. I thought Jordan Davis was great. I think Jalix Hunt has been our best edge for, like, I don't know, 6 weeks now. They're getting good play from these guys. N'Kobe, I can't not see Sam Mills now when I watch him play because you made that comparison. He plays like him. But Jordan Davis played really well on Monday. Let's hear him yesterday and talking about how he still believes in this football team.
When you live positively, it's very hard to be wavered by stuff like that. And I know for me personally, I'm never wavered by that stuff. Offense is going to have their games. And I'm so deep into this faith in the offense that I have, that one day, hopefully very, very soon, it's going to click. And when it does click, watch out, because we all know what we're capable of. We all know that we're capable of much more, and we know that we can go out there and we can execute, we can be dominant. But we just have to keep putting in the work. We have to keep keeping the faith, because I feel like a lot of people are just kind of losing faith. And, whether that's y'all, whether that's the fans, whatever. But me, I'm still 10 toes down for this team. I'm still
10 toes
down. Like, I know one. I hope that we go out there one game and we just put 100 ball on it, and we play a high level of defense. And I have the faith, and I'm always telling them, I'm always confident. I always say before we walk out, go on the field for the game, I say, look, each and every motherfucker in this, excuse my language, each and every motherfucker in this locker room, I have full faith in. I have full faith in, because I wouldn't be playing this game at my purest confidence if I wasn't confident in the team that I have behind me.
Hugh, I like that from Jordan Davis. I also love the excuse my language, and he just says it again.
What do we think about that move? Excuse my language, and then
well,
right
it's,
back.
It's with all due respect. It's Hugh's
it's
way.
True.
Yeah, it's the same idea. What did you think of what he said?
I liked it.
Me too.
And that's what it's supposed to be. The reality is this: whatever goes on outside this locker room, you shouldn't care about. And that's the mentality that you have to have. Now, I know it's hard, because when you go to the grocery stores and things like that, people tell you that you suck. and that the team is playing bad, or that, you know, whatever.
But they tell you go practice.
They told us to go practice. I'll never forget that. That's one of the first. Y'all need to probably be somewhere practicing. And yeah, that happens a lot. But the circle the wagon mentality, you got to have that. You got to have that in that locker room. And I'm happy to hear him have that. As a matter of fact, when I talked to Jordan Mulata the other night, Jordan's like, these guys feel bad for the performance. So don't never forget that as bad as you feel, they feel worse. And, you know, it's sad because sometimes, you know, they know what we do for a living, me, Ike, and John. And I remember Jordan looked at me and he was like, "Unc, you know, give it to me straight." And I said, "Listen, it's not the record, but you got to keep playing." And just, you know, I gave him a hug and I said, "Hey, man, just don't listen to what we got to say, because we're going to do our job, but you have to do yours. And it's not the record." And that was the first time I felt like, damn, it's kind of messed up, because I remembered how that felt when you lost. It's not, you don't feel good in regards to what anybody says. And you know, that, I know they make a lot of money, but the money don't make you feel good when you're out there playing a game that you love and you lay a clunker like the one that you laid. Yeah. And on top of that, he's probably feeling the pressure because he feels the weight of them, you know, having a penalty on one of those touchdowns they called back. So it's one of those things, man. There's nothing that a fan can say to one of them right now, or tweet or text or whatever, that makes them feel any worse than they already feel.
Yeah, so it's a couple things I thought of as you said all that. One, I would hope we're past the point where people tweet at the players or send them messages.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I mean, we should be. Yell at me. Don't yell at the players.
No, people got, like we've talked about, that they've gotten real comfortable.
I know, but it's
being disrespectful.
It's not right.
No, it's not, but they do it.
Okay, the second thing I thought of, and Hugh, I'm happy about this, because there's got to be a natural inclination to get frustrated. And when I hear Jordan Davis talk, it doesn't sound like he's frustrated with the offense. Hugh, you live this. You always talk about that first year here. And I guess the second one, though, you guys were getting a little better. It has to be a little bit frustrating when you're a defense playing, for the most part, as well as they are. They didn't play great against Dallas or Chicago, but they played great against the Lions, right? They played great against the Packers. They played great on Monday night. And for the most part, the offense is not carrying its weight. They're the ones that aren't even paid yet, right? For the most part, they're the young ones. They have for 2 years kind of carried this thing. And this last 5 weeks has been the worst of the offense. They're just not scoring points.
Mm-hmm.
Does it get frustrating at some point for those guys?
You never say it, though. It does. You might talk amongst yourselves about it.
Come on.
I knew, let me tell you, I knew I was done in the NFL. Was the first time when I was in Jacksonville and we were losing. And at halftime, I'm not going to say the player's name, but he came in and they started yelling at the kicker. It was like, "What the deuce are you doing?" That, like, and I was just sitting there and like, because I've never been a part of that. I've never been in a locker room. Even when I was with the Jets and we were sorry as we were, I've never been a part of a locker room that was so fragmented. And it blew my mind. It blew my mind. I refuse to believe that it's like that in the Eagles locker room. That was one of the most vivid memories I have about being in Jacksonville, was when we came in at the half, they start blasting each other. And I was like, wow, never been a part of that. Never, even if you felt that. Like, I've been in games when I first got here, we would have team meetings, and Emmett Thomas, the defense coordinator, would say, "Hey, you know, offense is struggling a little bit. We might play a lot of football today." That was the closest that you got to something like that. You never do that. You never point fingers. That's why, you know, chickens came home to roost when you talk about A.J. Brown and the game that he had, and the people pointing out the fact that you weren't running your routes great. But you've been doing that for the last couple weeks.
Right.
But it hasn't been that egregious because you were winning. Or it didn't look as bad as it did. But now it is. That's why you should never do that, because you never know when the worm's going to turn. You never know.
Well, you don't know that. And hopefully it turns pretty quick. Now, they got an opportunity Sunday against the Raiders to make this thing change. 215-592-9494. All right, Jalen Hurts is in a slump or he is in decline. Where do you come down? Jeff in Wilmington's up. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Hugh, you make a lot of sense of what you just said right there. A lot of what I think – stop, Kyle. A lot of what I think is going on with this team is a bunch of everything. So if nobody wants to give Jalen credit for the win, you can't really blame him for the loss every time they lose. The problem I have is the stuff with AJ. It may not how should I say this? It causes friction one way or the other, and whether it physically affects your play or mentally affects your play, something is wrong with this situation. And if you've got to force the ball to him these last three games so he can get his 100 yards, it does affect the rest of the offense by, you know, you're not going to look for Goddard. You're not going to look for Smitty. The offensive line is not playing well. That has a lot to do with our run game. And if we can't run, everybody's going to assume we're going to pass. It's much easier to defend.
Right.
Am I wrong about that? That, at least that last part. I might be wrong about the first part. But
I don't think, I mean, from my perspective, Jeff, I think that's a big part of it, right? Like, they're not as dangerous running the football, and it's put more pressure on. I mean, again, I go back to something Jason Avant said to us a couple times the last 2 weeks, that all these defenses are now copying what Todd Bowles has done to Jalen Hurts, right? Throw different kind of pressure packages, confuse them, make them think an extra second. And I think they could do that because they're not super worried about the run game anymore. And I think, Jeff, it all also adds to this. I don't think they're as worried about Jalen running anymore. So, you know, I think that's part of the problem.
And whether that's by Jalen's choice and maybe whether it's a business decision or I don't know. But I will say this. We can't have another game like that because, you know, when a pitcher's in a game and he starts losing it, manager's going to go out there and hook him. I know football is completely different. It takes a lot longer time frame to get to that point. But we can't have another game like that, regardless of whose fault it is. If he's throwing three or four interceptions, you gotta do something. And Jalen's still the guy, but for this game, whatever this game happens to be, if it does happen, we need something different. It's not a regime change or a quarterback change. It's just I need somebody different in there that can not throw interceptions.
Yeah, I mean we need to win the game. And Jeff, appreciate the phone call. They need to. I mean Sunday. It's not even a conversation must win. Like it's a must of course win. They have to win. It's not. I can't even fathom a world where they don't win this game Sunday.
I hear you, and I want to be with you, but
are you worried about the Raiders?
I'm not worried about the Raiders.
I'm not worried about the Raiders.
But there's nothing guaranteed about nothing that this team has done in the last couple of weeks, Joe.
I know, but this is. Probably the worst team in the whole league.
You're right, but it's still an NFL team.
It's Al Davis Douglas.
Not trying.
Just win, baby.
First of all, don't do that to me like that. Don't do me like that.
Well, I'm gonna.
But he said I'm gonna. Like
did it already. Sorry.
But nothing's guaranteed. They should win this game. They should win this game.
They're like 12-point favorites.
What was the point favorite they were in San Diego?
Well, LA? I think 1.5-point favorite.
Okay, so that was different, but still,
the game was supposed to be really close.
Yeah, it was.
No, they were favorites.
At the end of the day, it was.
They were 7 over the Bears, or 6.5, or 7.5, whatever it was. So, whatever.
I'm just saying, it's, you know.
But you can make the...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com. Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
What are you doing?
I'm just making my point.
He's just trying to win a Marconi. That's
no,
all.
I'm just saying. I'm making my point. I was licking my lips waiting for him to say what he's about to say. But ain't nothing.
I just burped.
Nothing's guaranteed, dog. That's all I'm saying.
Man, tasty, though.
I'm just saying. You can make fun of me all you want.
I'm gonna.
Is that your retort
nothing,
today?
Nothing makes a point on live radio more than licking your lips.
I'm being very defiant.
They should win Sunday. If they don't win Sunday, I'm for damn sure not coming to work, buddy.
You know what? I think
I got some personal days.
Hold on, yo.
I swear to God,
you've been threatening this for a while.
You're gonna leave us hanging.
I swear to God, I'm gonna pull it to camera.
You kidding me?
We're dragging you in here Monday if this goes sour Sunday.
I swear to God, if they lose Sunday, y'all ain't seeing me Monday. I ain't coming. I'm sorry. I'm telling you that. I'm putting it out there right now. I'm gonna have the bird flu. If they don't, man, I ain't dealing with y'all on Monday.
Bird flu's pretty bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna have that. I ain't coming to work. If they lose, something happened.
Well,
I ain't coming.
You've been threatening this for a while. I am worried one of these Mondays he's not going to show up.
You know what's funny? Shady threatened. He's going, if they don't fire Bertullo, he coming out of the Hall of Fame. I ain't going that far. Keep my Hall of Fame jacket. But I ain't coming to work Monday. I ain't coming.
You'll be listening, though, at home.
I damn sure.
What are they talking about?
Who taking all that heat this morning?
Leave us hanging. David in Westchester. What's up, David?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, David.
What's up, man?
Hey, I owe Hugh an apology. And in order to make a good apology, I was at Bucky's yesterday in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And I picked him up several bags of their beef jerky and their buffalo jerky and stuff. And I'm finishing the last bag now. Thanks, Hugh.
Hey, no problem, man. Appreciate you.
But, as far as I don't want to beat a dead horse because I've been beating on Kevin Petullo all year, and you know Hugh pointed out a couple of weeks ago that you know Jalen's part of this, and you know what, he was right. But I've been saying all year Kevin needs to open up that offense, and he absolutely did against the Chargers. I was like, oh my God, this offense actually, you know, the play calling looks much better. But unfortunately for Kevin, I'll beat this dead horse here. He didn't open up the offense correctly because all year we've been unable to run the ball. Now, we ran the ball a little bit better against the Chargers, mm-hmm. but he still needs to find a way to get this run game going to make Jalen better. That's what Kellen Moore did. He ran that ball down people's throats. He opened up that run game. And this guy has not been able to open up this run game to make Jalen better. So, once again, I'm going to say it's Kevin Petullo's fault for not opening up correctly. He's not doing what is needed to make Jalen better. And, you know, Jalen's only 1 year removed away from being the Super Bowl MVP, and he shouldn't be playing this bad. And if he's playing this bad, it's the coach's job to fix it, and he hasn't been able to fix it. So, you know what? Give me a new coach and let him try and fix it. And at this point, it's too late to fix it. And, you know, I'm not very positive about the prospect of going forward the rest of this year.
Well, I don't think anyone really, David really is. I mean, the silver lining, and David, always good phone call, and enjoy the Bucky's beef jerky there. The silver lining is the schedule. And you, Hugh, you're right to say the way they've played recently, no game's a gimme, right? It's the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it also is fair to point out the last five games where the offense has really played bad, they've played all playoff teams or potential playoff teams, right?
Yeah.
Like hopefully the Cowboys are not a playoff team. We got to keep them out. But the Packers are going to the playoffs. Detroit is probably going to be on the precipice of the playoffs. The Cowboys are chasing us down for a playoff spot. The Bears are a playoff caliber team. Like, all these teams are pretty good that
yes.
they've played the last 4 or 5 weeks.
Yes.
So and the Chargers are 9-4. So it's not like we haven't seen them struggle like this against teams we're going to see in the next few weeks. The Raiders and the Bills are their own thing. That'll be a challenging game. But the Raiders and the Commanders twice. I mean, Hugh, we're getting Kenny Pickett on Sunday.
Kenny Two Gloves.
And it's supposed to be like 20 degrees with maybe some snow flurries on Sunday.
Oh, it's 20 degrees. You know, I went to the
It's been cold out there, man.
The Home Depot. All they had was those propane heaters.
That might be a fire hazard
on the thing. I need to get one of them electric ones.
Trying to get one for the pregame show.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to work on that. Probably get one on the way.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
You ready for that?
Nah.
Nah.
Me neither.
I'm going to get some gloves. I'm going to get some gloves.
Roberto in Philly. What's up, Roberto?
What's up, Joe? What's up, man? So, like, listening to you guys talk today, I've changed my perspective on a few things because I don't think Kyle loves when I call because we kind of get into it a little bit. But I hear what he's saying. He wants me to put blame on Jalen Hurts.
That's
and
what,
I do.
That's what Kyle wants you to do.
I don't think Kyle wants
Kyle
you to do
wants
that.
You to do that.
I think you.
No. He definitely does.
Is he badgering the witness back there again? Roberto, what are you feeling? Just tell us. Tell us what you think.
No, what just happened? It's all good stuff with Kyle, but
I was too busy yelling at Black Gritty.
Especially on that last play, it's an RPO, and that defensive end stays there.
Yep.
So for Jalen, and he's run way too many RPOs not to know 110 times out of 100 times that is a handoff. Whether the handoff would have gained any yards, it doesn't matter. The defensive end is keying on you, Jalen. That's a handoff. Then he tries to force the throw. So, like, that's the stuff that baffles me with Jalen. But then, like, with the coaching staff and the scheme, we had a little mini-bye, 10 days to assess one of the premier pass defenses in the league who play a lot of heavy zone. The first thing we come out with is the classic A.J. Brown slant, which got double-teamed, and then two curls to the same exact spot. So, like, Jalen needs to be better. He needs to not turn over the ball and try to play the hero. But sometimes with the coaches, like, they just kill me with the scheme at times. And Petula opened that playbook up a little bit more. But there was no rhythm. Like, now, I don't know. I feel like maybe the coaching staff and Sirianni has wanted Jalen to dial back the running because either Jalen's lying in his interviews when he says, I'm not holding back and I'll do whatever, or he's saying that and it's hinting at it's not me that doesn't want to run because – Like what John said earlier, you guys pointed out, that third down or the second down where he ran and then it got called back, I mean, he looked like he was playing with urgency, mm-hmm. which he didn't look like he was kind of playing with the entire game. So I don't know what triggers him to say this is the moment because I got Justin Herbert playing with a broken hand running any chance he got. So that, like, I just don't know what's going on. But I just know the Raiders, this is a great spot to beat up on the Raiders, a terrible Raiders team, feel good about yourself, and then go beat the Buffalo Bills, because I think we beat the Bills, man. I do.
Beat the Bills, they're going to be in good shape. And, Roberto, we appreciate the phone call. That's the one game left on the schedule against a playoff team. So that's the one big challenge. I mean,
And the enemy of the tush push.
That's right, McDermott. And the team that is holding Darius Slay hostage.
Yeah, that's a lot. The team that is holding Darius Slay.
Well, they are. I mean, isn't that what they're doing?
I mean, it's crazy just to say that.
They could release him and let him come to the Eagles. They don't want to do that. As far as Hurts and his legs and what our caller's saying there, I don't know. I mean, I don't think any of us know the answer. Is it the coaching? I mean, Jalen hinted yesterday, that's a coaching. That's why I'm not running. But there's been reporting out there from, good reporters around the Eagles that he has made it clear to them he doesn't want to run as much. I don't know what the truth is. Hugh, I do know this. When he runs, it doesn't look the same as it used to. He just doesn't run as fast and as dynamically as he used to. So, I mean, I don't know why he doesn't run as much. I don't know why he doesn't run as effectively. My eyes tell me he's not as quick around the corner as he used to be. I do know this, Hugh. If he starts running and running well, I think it would help the offense.
Yeah, I think it takes it puts pressure on the defense.
Yeah.
It definitely puts pressure on the defense, and it gives you something else to defend. You know, a lot of times we saw when teams decided to go man against him, he would hurt him when he pulled the ball on the run because that means those corners have turned around and they got their back to you.
First game of the year, he did that.
They're not doing that a whole lot.
Yeah, it's been a remarkable change in how often he actually runs the football. Let's go to Black Gritty. What's up, Black Gritty?
Oh man, me and Kyle's back there moving furniture.
I always know you're
a problem
when furniture's being moved back there. I could see it.
You're back there moving furniture. So. I tried to tell Kyle we're a serious organization, and we fought about that. So I'm going to ask you a question, Joe. Like, stop me when the backup quarterback wins your Super Bowl. Bubby Brister, Rodney Pete, Ty Detmer, Bobby Hoying, Coy Detmer, A.J. Feely, Jeff Garcia, Kevin Cobb, Michael Vick. Oh, Nick Foles?
Yes.
Nick Foles.
One.
Okay.
Got one.
Oh, Matt Barkley? Mark Sanchez?
Jalen Hurts was Wentz's backup.
Marcus? He was a starter when he went to Super Bowl, though, and he was a starter when he won the Super Bowl. He wasn't a backup that came in and relieved and then took the team on some magical run.
Well, he's heading towards being a backup.
It's one in a million chance for it to happen with the backup to come in here and take you off on a trip. We're a serious organization. Jalen Hurts has been playing terrible. He was terrible. He was terrible. Josh Allen has had 10 games with 4 interceptions plus in them. 10 games in his career. Jalen Hurts has had 5 with the fumble, man. You messed me up, Jalen. It's hard to defend you right now, brother, but I'm trying. You've had one game like that.
Yep.
And yes, the last couple games have been terrible. I said it. But we have to ride this until the wheels come off because he is the captain of the ship. And it's not just him leaking because I'm trying to tell Kyle, Patrick Mahomes is about to miss the playoffs.
Oh,
he's got the same general stats as our QB1 right here.
Are the Chiefs about to miss the playoffs or is Mahomes about to miss the playoffs?
Stop talking to me. I'm not talking to you. We already had this conversation. The Chiefs are about to miss the playoffs.
You don't have an answer.
And are they blaming their quarterback who threw 3 interceptions last Sunday?
Wonder why.
Or are they saying, oh, the offense, the coach didn't do plays right? Or are they saying the defense, oh, because the defense was balling. How come the quarterback didn't do all the magic stuff? He's got all the starters out there. Why did he overcome and beat Patrick Mahomes this year when he's not doing it? Because sometimes people get in a bad rut. And Jalen Hurts, you have been trashed. My Lord Jesus, you better fix it against the Raiders or else I got to bend the knee to Joe Giglio. And it's never going to happen, Joe. I mean, not this year. We're going to win the NFC East, and we're going to ride this baby Jerry ticket to the postseason, Lord willing. Because if I got to fight you and Kyle, I'll cry myself to sleep.
Oh, God. I just can't take the Mahomes thing. You're a disaster.
What? He's going to miss the playoffs.
The Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs.
So
you're smarter than this.
Mahomes
is a better quarterback.
I didn't
admit it.
That's insane. I said he's a better quarterback.
Well, then who cares if he's going to miss the playoffs? It's whataboutism.
The Chiefs care. The Chiefs care. If he's so much better, how are they missing the playoffs?
Not gritty.
How are they missing the playoffs?
The Chiefs are a worse team.
Right?
Teams make and miss the playoffs,
so
right?
His line being banged up matters. My line being banged up doesn't matter.
Oh,
right?
My goodness gracious.
It doesn't. See what I'm saying? There, you back up a coward for the same question you just made yourself.
What are you even saying?
You're not even listening to yourself.
All right. I hear you, Black Gritty. I hear you.
It's the most frustrating thing I think I've ever heard.
Is it?
Yes.
The most frustrating?
It's up there. Should the Chiefs bench Patrick Mahomes? We have brains.
We have eyes. Stuff on
we get real for a second?
It's the eyes that matter.
Oh, my goodness.
It's. Blame you, Hugh.
What'd I do?
I blame you. I need to blame someone. So
I mean, Black Gritty got a point.
He doesn't.
What's the point?
Well, I look at it like this. Now, Patrick Mahomes' resume is lengthier, and he's had more success. But it's success nonetheless. And, you know, and I know a lot of, like, this is where I think you guys get upset, because a lot of times in these conversations, it's almost like, well, so-and-so ate a cookie, so why couldn't I eat? Well, you know what I mean? They're pointing to somebody else.
Yes.
It's childish.
That's not the conversation being
The reality is he's a better player. He's probably still the best quarterback in the NFL.
But the premise is this. I get the premise. The premise is he's decorated. He's not as decorated.
Yeah.
But he's decorated.
Well, so I think the point that everyone's trying to make is that it's not about the resume.
I also think
it never has been. It's not for Jalen, it's not for Mahomes.
But this is where you have to understand it is about the resume.
But
it's
not.
Can I also
it is.
I think
no, it isn't.
This is a bigger conversation. We don't have time for it right now. I asked Ross the other day. I think the things that we think matter don't really matter as much as you think. Everyone has a good touchdown interception ratio in the NFL. It's not like the old days. I think we cite these stats. I mean, someone sent me a graphic last night. Look at Mahomes and Jalen's stats. Look at them. Guys, come on. Watch the games. Use your eyes. You know who the better player is. I don't need their stats put together to tell me this or that, because I could spin it towards the same way, a different way.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is Patrick Mahomes is one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the sport. Josh Allen is barreling towards the Hall of Fame and maybe another MVP. Meanwhile, yesterday, Jeremy Fowler said that people around the league think the Eagles are going to draft another quarterback high. Does anyone think the Buffalo Bills are going to draft a quarterback high?
Of course not.
Does anyone think the Chiefs are going to draft a quarterback high?
Mm-mm.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason for it.
Definitely don't agree. Don't disagree with that.
There's a reason.
Okay. So it's about who they are as a player, not necessarily their resume.
This is where the disconnect comes in at, is because they might draft a quarterback. Like, nobody's disputing that. But Jalen's still going to be the quarterback here next year. Now, how much of a leash that he's on?
Yeah, small.
It's going to small.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is Jalen is a decorated quarterback.
Sure. 215-592.
Right. Does that seem to matter to anybody right now?
94.
No, to the Eagles? Okay. It does. Just wanted to get that out of the way.
It kind
of
does matter to the Eagles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow, maybe.
Doesn't seem like it. They're about to draft the quarterback.
And they're on the precipice, McClain said. Well, I guess it's whatever. It's reckless or not. All right, let's continue here. We've got a lot to talk about today. Your phone calls. We'll hear from Kyle Schwarber as well, who joined the afternoon show yesterday with his new contract. The ink is dry there. Kiss the Baby coming up at one. Your chance to win a prize. 215-592-9494. That is the phone number on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Here's how it is fucking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
All right, there it is. 215-592-9494. We find out what is in Hughes Holiday Stocking coming up next, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.